Palestinians drew international condemnation. Meanwhile, a fresh wave of violence hits the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. A car bomb attack killed dozens, including women and children. And Pakistan does not want war with India. That's according to President Asif Ali Zardari amid growing tensions between the nuclear-armed nations. You're tuned into the Press TV International News. Welcome back to us here in the Press TV studios from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Nargis Moralighi. At least 210 Palestinians, including women and children, have been killed and hundreds more wounded in Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip. The move has been widely condemned by world leaders and provoked demonstrations across the occupied territories and in Arab countries. Arab foreign ministers have also agreed to meet in Cairo on Sunday to seek a common position on the Israeli raids.
Israeli F-16 bombers launched a series of airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, killing and injuring scores of people. The strikes, that are the most intense in decades, came after last week's expiry of an Egyptian brokered truce between Hamas and Israel. Israel claims its warplanes targeted security compounds and militant bases, while Hamas and news outlets say dozens of civilians, including women and children, are among the dead. An unknown number of people are also believed to be under rubble. Hamas fired rockets into Israel in retaliation. The attack led to the death of one Israeli in the southern town of Netivot. Palestinians in the West Bank and towns in northern Israel took to the streets to protest the attacks. Clashes broke out between protesters and Israeli police. Similar demonstrations were also reported in Lebanon. World leaders have also stepped in to condemn the attacks. They have called on the international community to react.
We have been shocked by this dangerous raid. I gave notification to the Arab group in New York to prepare for a meeting of the Security Council, and Libya called for this meeting as soon as possible to deal with the situation in Gaza.
This is the result of the very unfortunate silence of international bodies concerning the siege in Gaza.
Egypt, acting as a mediator between Hamas and Israel, has opened the Rafah crossing to allow in food and basic supplies. It has also pledged to do its best to restore calm, although facts on the ground suggest an all-out Israeli operation could be underway.
This operation will continue, expand and intensify as much as required.
The recent attacks are highly expected to worsen the already dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. More than 1.5 million people have been living under constant Israeli siege for over a year now, since the democratically elected government of Hamas took control of the region.
Well, we're joined by our correspondent Yusuf Al-Halou now to give us the latest. He's inside Gaza. Yusuf, it's nightfall now, and we know that those Israeli attacks had carried on at the beginning of the night. So what's the latest situation in Gaza right now? Well, it seems that we don't have Yusuf on the phone there just yet. In fact, I think he'll be joining us by satellite. We will get to him when we can. And we're going to move on to some of the rest of today's international news. Thousands of people in different Arab countries have taken to the streets in protest at Israel's deadly airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. In the Lebanese capital, Beirut, protesters gathered outside the Egyptian embassy, calling on Cairo to open the Rafah crossing and support Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. In Egypt, demonstrators condemn the Israeli air raids and criticize the government for its failure to stop the massacre. Part of their anger was directed at Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait, who met with his Israeli counterpart Zippy Livni in Cairo only 2 days before the strike. Similar demonstrations were held in Syria, Jordan and the West Bank. Clashes between police and demonstrators were also reported in different cities in the West Bank as well. Well, we do have Yusuf Al-Halou with us now in Gaza to give us the latest from the situation there. Yusuf, give us an update.
Yes, Nargis. In the last hour, Israeli warplanes conducted three separate airstrikes, killing seven Palestinians. And the number of Palestinians who have been killed so far in today's massive airstrikes has risen to 210. Now, most of the casualties are civilians because the targets that Israel attacked actually located in the middle of civilian areas. And also that UNRWA's Commissioner General Karen Abu Zaid, she's actually expressed her shock from what she saw, and she demanded the Israeli government to hold all military activities and also to stop targeting civilians. You were actually broadcasting live images from Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who actually delivered this speech on a television, and he actually called on Palestinians to reunite, and he also said that Hamas will stand firm in the Palestinian territories here, and he also said that Hamas will stick to its principles. On the other hand, the Israeli outgoing Ehud Olmert, he said that his forces are not attacking ordinary Gazans, but we saw that most of the victims are civilians.
Youssef, you picked up on UNRWA there, and of course they're concerned about the humanitarian situation. We've spoken to them in the last few weeks leading up to and culminating with today's attacks, and they said that there's a humanitarian crisis going on in Gaza. But the Israeli Prime Minister, just in the last few hours, has said that he pledges to avert a humanitarian crisis inside the Gaza Strip. You're there. Is there a humanitarian situation, crisis, should I say, in Gaza, and how are the people dealing with it?
Well, Nargis, the humanitarian situation is catastrophic, it's disastrous, it's unbelievable. Israel has partially reopened two of the commercial crossings yesterday and allowed a very limited amount of industrial diesel for the power plant and also a limited amount of goods and other humanitarian aid. Yesterday's move was the first since more than 1 week ago, and Israeli officials said that yesterday's move was actually to deceive Palestinian people in order to attack on a sudden. So yes, I mean, Israel today carried out its massive airstrike on Gaza on a sudden, on the peak time, where school children were actually leaving their schools. Among the casualties were school children. So, I mean, if you can be seen behind me, large areas of Gaza are plunged in darkness, and I would say Gaza has become a blood path. In addition to the humanitarian situation, it's deteriorating from bad to worse, and people are actually, struggling to, find bread in the bakeries. Most of bakeries have closed down. And also there is lack in food, medicine. Now people actually I would say they will not sleep this night because they are expecting the worst to come.
And that's the next step. It was called a humanitarian crisis. Gaza was called a prison by many human rights organizations, the UN, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, just to name a few of the bigger organizations. And the fear must be tonight, as Gaza's gone dark again, and as we see behind you, it is in darkness, there is a lack of electricity. The fear must be is these will continue. How bad will they get, and what will happen to us? So the Gazans must be thinking.
Yes, that's right. Gaza is a densely populated area. 1.5 million Palestinians have been living in the Gaza Strip, which is called an open prison by all human rights organizations. It is really a prison. I mean, Israel is, Israeli fences surrounding the eastern and northern Gaza Strip. And also from the sea, Israeli gunboats are patrolling the sea behind me. And from the, above our heads, Israeli unmanned helicopter F-16 hovering the skies above our heads. And now Israel claims it withdrew its forces in September 2005. But this proves that Israel still maintains full control of Gaza's airspace, territorial waters, and border crossings. Now, yes, Gazans will stay another night in the dark. It is really freezing, and people are struggling to get water. And also they are struggling to warm themselves. It's freezing here, really. And children will find it difficult to sleep tonight because most children who actually were in the street or watching television, they saw terrible images of bodies torn to pieces.
Youssef Al-Halou, they're giving us an update on the situation in Gaza, and many thanks. Well, let's move on to some related news. Palestinians in the West Bank have staged protests against those Israeli attacks we were just discussing. Tens of injuries have been reported during the protests, which have escalated to confrontations with Israeli forces across the West Bank region. Our correspondent in Ramallah, Sari Al-Khalili, now reports.
Tens of Palestinians were injured as the Israeli soldiers fired tear gas canisters, rubber-coated and live bullets at protesters during several protests all over the West Bank. Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets in several West Bank cities and villages to show their outrage at the massive Israeli attacks on the Gaza Strip that has killed and wounded hundreds of Gazans. The Palestinian Authority has strongly condemned the Israeli bloody attacks and called on the international community to intervene.
We condemn these aggressive and brutal attacks by Israel against innocent civilians in the Gaza Strip. We have contacted EU and US officials as well as the United Nations and asked them to urge Israel to stop its atrocities.
In addition to the Palestinian flag, different factional flags were held during the protests as a message of unity. Dr. Mustafa Al-Barghouthi, who was a member of the Palestinian parliament, called on the PA and Hamas leaders to meet and resume national dialogue.
I am calling on President Abbas to immediately declare complete stop of all these terrible negotiations and to turn back to the national unity of the Palestinian people. This is what we need today. This is what the world community must support. And what we need now is a clear-cut stand from the world community against these massacres that have gone beyond any limits.
In addition to the recent attacks on Gaza, Israeli military has recently conducted several incursions into the West Bank almost on a daily basis, as a result of which tens of Palestinians have been abducted. The Israeli cabinet has recently approved a large-scale military operation in Gaza in response to the firing of makeshift rockets by Palestinian fighters towards Israeli targets. Palestinians in the West Bank demand President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas movement to immediately stop negotiations with the Israeli side. The majority over here believe that national reconciliation would be the first step to counter the Israeli attacks on Gaza. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.
Well, other headline news now here on Press TV. A car bomb in the Iraqi capital Baghdad has killed at least 25 people, many of them women and children. Some 55 others were wounded in the blast in a bus station in Baghdad's Qizaniyah neighborhood. Police say the death toll is expected to rise. A spokesman for security operations said the blast happened near a mosque where scores of people gathered on Saturdays. Separately, police say a blast south of the capital killed an Iraqi soldier and two other people. Car bombs have become the order of the day in Iraq. Well, a recap of our headlines here on Press TV. Israel vows to continue its deadly attacks on Gaza after its killing of hundreds of Palestinians drew international condemnation. And also, as we've just been reporting, a fresh wave of violence hits the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. A car bomb attack kills dozens, including women and children. Sorry for the delay of those headlines. What you're seeing there are the images of the Israel and Gaza attacks. And there, as I just mentioned, dozens die in Iraq. Violence. And finally, other top story here on Press TV. Pakistan does not want war with India. That's according to President Asif Ali Zardari, among growing tensions between the nuclear and the chemical. Apologies there for the mistiming of those images. Those were this hour's top story here on Press TV. But stay with us. Coming up after a break, a year on today marks the first anniversary of the assassination of former Prime Minister, Pakistani Prime Minister, that is, Benazir Bhutto.
Mean and happy, الإرهابي.
مين الإرهابي؟ أنا إرهابي. كيف إرهابي وأنا عايش ببلادي؟ مين إرهابي؟ أنت إرهابي. مكلني وأنا عايش ببلادي. قتلني زي ما قتلت أجدادي.
أجوا أنا وأنا أعطونا أمر أن نخل المحلات تمهيد لهذا الدائم.
واحد من أثيوبيا وواحد مش عارف وين واحد كل واحد أسألهم هاي من البلد موجودين إذا في اثنين من بلد من الدولة واحد معه
إيش يسوي شو يسوي يعني؟
فيش أمل إنه ترك تكون معنا.
How to continue life without
father. عند الرب عند الله عند عرفات أثر الله بالله إنه غير الله اللي خلقنا بس إحنا بنعرف.
Well, appropriate for today's events, do watch Palestinian Blues here on Press TV. And of course, you can check out the documentary section of our website, presstv.com. Tension is on the rise between Islamabad and New Delhi over last month's attacks in Mumbai. Pakistan is sending troops to the Indian border. However, the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, says Pakistan does not want war with India. Zardari was speaking on the first anniversary of the assassination of his wife, Benazir Bhutto. He said negotiations were the solution to the problem of the region. Zardari, however, warned India is not to...